Welcome to the Fulfilling Leadership Podcast, where we empower leaders for fulfillment and success. Join us as we explore the powerful intersection of military leadership principles and fulfillment to achieve greatness. I'm your host, Ricardo Lunat, bringing you over 30 years of experience, including 5 years in the military and diplomatic security services. Get ready to lead with purpose and make a positive impact. Welcome to another empowering episode of the Fulfilling Leadership Podcast. I'm thrilled to dive into a topic that resonates deeply with many of us: the tendency to prioritize the opinions of others over our own authenticity and well-being. In this episode, we'll explore the intricacies of this common struggle and uncover strategies to break free from its grasp. Join us as we embark on a journey towards self-liberation and fulfillment. Stay tuned for insights, inspiration, and actionable steps to reclaim your power and live a life aligned with your true purpose. The tendency to care deeply about the opinions of others has both psychological and anthropological roots. From a psychological standpoint, humans are inherently social beings. We have evolved to live in groups and rely on social connections for survival and well-being. Consequently, seeking approval from others and maintaining social bonds are deeply ingrained in our psyche. Positive feedback from others validates our sense of belonging and reinforces our self-esteem. Our self-esteem is closely tied to how we perceive others' opinions of us. Psychologist Albert Bandura's social cognitive theory emphasizes the role of social validation in shaping our self-concept. When others affirm our actions or characteristics, it bolsters our self-image. Conversely, criticism or disapproval can lead to feelings of inadequacy or rejection. Humans have a natural tendency to compare themselves to others as a means of assessing their own abilities, traits, and accomplishments. This process, known as social comparison theory, influences our self-evaluation and behavior. We often gauge our worth and success relative to others, leading us to seek validation and approval from those we perceive as significant. Anthropologically, the need for social acceptance can be traced back to our evolutionary history. In prehistoric times, early humans relied on cooperation and group cohesion for survival. Individuals who were accepted and valued by their peers were more likely to receive support and protection, increasing their chances of survival and reproduction. Cultural norms and values play a significant role in shaping our behavior and attitudes towards social approval. In many societies, concepts such as honor, reputation, and respect hold immense importance. Adherence to societal expectations and norms is often reinforced through praise or social sanctions, further amplifying the significance of others' opinions. Human societies are characterized by social hierarchies and status distinctions. Throughout history, individuals have sought to enhance their social standing and prestige through various means, including conforming to societal norms and garnering approval from influential figures. The desire for social recognition and status can drive individuals to prioritize the opinions of those perceived as authoritative or prestigious. Caring too much about others' opinions can have several negative impacts on our fulfillment. Constantly seeking validation from others may lead us to suppress our true thoughts, feelings, and desires in favor of conforming to perceived expectations. This can result in a loss of authenticity as we prioritize external approval over our genuine selves. When we base our decisions and actions solely on what others think, we may shy away from taking risks or pursuing opportunities that align with our personal values and aspirations. This fear of judgment can hinder our personal and professional growth, preventing us from reaching our full potential. The pressure to meet others' expectations can create chronic stress and anxiety as we constantly worry about how we are perceived by others. This can lead to heightened levels of self-doubt, rumination, and insecurity, negatively impacting our mental and emotional well-being. relying on external validation for our self-worth and fulfillment can be precarious as it places our happiness and sense of worthiness in the hands of others. This dependency can leave us feeling emotionally vulnerable and unstable as our mood and self-esteem fluctuate based on others' opinions. Overemphasis on seeking approval from others can strain our relationships as we may prioritize pleasing others over maintaining healthy boundaries and communication. Constantly seeking validation from others can create a dynamic of dependency and resentment, undermining the authenticity and trust within our relationships. By prioritizing others' opinions over our own inner guidance, we may miss out on genuine connections and opportunities for meaningful relationships. Authentic relationships thrive on mutual respect, understanding, and acceptance, which can only be cultivated when we embrace our true selves and allow others to do the same. Being excessively concerned about the opinions of others can significantly impact our leadership style in various ways. Leaders who are overly preoccupied with maintaining a positive image may struggle to make timely and decisive decisions. They may second-guess themselves, fearing potential criticism or disapproval from others. This indecisiveness can lead to missed opportunities, stagnant progress, and frustration among team members who rely on clear direction and guidance. Authentic leadership is built on genuine self-expression, transparency, and integrity. When leaders prioritize others' opinions over their own values and principles, they risk projecting an inauthentic persona. This can erode trust and credibility as team members may perceive their leader as insincere or inconsistent in their words and actions. Leaders who are overly focused on maintaining a positive image may resort to sugarcoating or withholding information to avoid confrontation or criticism. This can result in unclear or misleading communication, leading to confusion, mistrust, and resentment among team members. Effective leadership requires open, honest, and transparent communication that fosters mutual understanding and collaboration. Fear of delegating authority or entrusting others with responsibilities can lead to micromanagement tendencies in leaders who are overly concerned about others' opinions. They may feel the need to closely monitor and control every aspect of their team's work to ensure it meets external expectations. However, this stifles creativity, autonomy, and innovation among team members, hindering overall productivity and morale. Conflict is a natural and inevitable aspect of any workplace environment. Leaders who prioritize maintaining harmony and avoiding conflict at all costs may shy away from addressing important issues or providing constructive feedback. This can result in unresolved tensions, simmering resentment, and a lack of accountability within the team. Leaders who are overly fixated on preserving their reputation may be hesitant to take calculated risks or explore innovative approaches. They may prefer to stick to the status quo to avoid potential criticism or failure. However, this risk-averse mindset can hinder organizational growth and adaptability in an ever-changing business landscape. Academic research. Academic research in the areas of leadership and fulfillment has explored the effects of being excessively worried about what others think of us. Here are some insights from scholarly studies. Research by Jennifer Chatman and Sigal Barsad emphasizes the importance of authenticity in leadership. Leaders who prioritize external validation over authenticity may struggle to build trust and credibility with their team members, ultimately undermining their effectiveness. A study by Cameron Anderson and Sebastian Bryan found that leaders who are overly concerned about their social image tend to engage in self-promotional behaviors rather than focusing on the needs and goals of their team. This self-serving behavior can erode trust and cooperation within the team. Studies on leadership development, such as those by Daniel Goleman, emphasize the importance of self-awareness for effective leadership. Leaders who are overly concerned about others' opinions may benefit from developing greater self-awareness to recognize how their insecurities and biases impact their leadership style and decision-making. Research by Robert Hogan and Robert Kaiser suggests that leaders who are overly focused on external validation may exhibit narcissistic tendencies, such as a need for admiration and a lack of empathy. Developing self-awareness and emotional intelligence can help leaders mitigate these tendencies and cultivate more authentic and empathetic leadership styles. Overall, academic research underscores the negative impact of being too worried about others' opinions in the realms of leadership and fulfillment. Leaders and individuals alike can benefit from cultivating greater self-awareness, authenticity, and intrinsic motivation to foster more fulfilling and effective personal and professional lives. Inspiring stories. Here are a few inspiring stories of successful leaders who have demonstrated the courage to put aside the opinions of others and achieve great results. Steve Jobs, co-founder of Apple Inc., was known for his visionary leadership and unwavering commitment to his own convictions. Despite facing skepticism and criticism from industry experts and even his own colleagues, Jobs persisted in pursuing his bold ideas and innovative vision for technology. His refusal to compromise on quality or conform to conventional wisdom ultimately led to the creation of groundbreaking products such as the iPhone, iPad, and MacBook, revolutionizing the tech industry and cementing Apple's status as a global powerhouse. Oprah Winfrey, media mogul and philanthropist, has long been celebrated for her authenticity and fearlessness in pursuing her passions. Despite facing numerous obstacles and setbacks throughout her career, including childhood poverty and discrimination, Winfrey remains steadfast in her belief in herself and her ability to make a positive impact through storytelling and media. Her willingness to share her own vulnerabilities and experiences resonated deeply with audiences worldwide, catapulting her to unprecedented success as a talk show host, actress, and entrepreneur. Elon Musk, CEO of SpaceX and Tesla Inc., is renowned for his audacious goals and relentless pursuit of innovation. Despite facing skepticism and skepticism from the aerospace and automotive industries, Musk has remained undeterred in his mission to revolutionize space exploration and sustainable transportation. His willingness to challenge conventional wisdom and take calculated risk has resulted in groundbreaking achievements, including the successful launch and landing of reusable rockets by SpaceX and the widespread adoption of electric vehicles by Tesla. Malala Yousafzai, Pakistani activist for female education and the youngest Nobel Prize laureate, has defied the expectations of society and risked her life to champion the rights of girls to receive an education. Despite facing death threats and violence from the Taliban, Yousafzai remained resolute in her determination to speak out against injustice and advocate for change. Her courage and resilience have inspired millions around the world, leading to the establishment of the Malala Fund and the promotion of girls' education as a global priority. These leaders' stories serve as powerful reminders of the transformative impact that can result from prioritizing one's own convictions and beliefs over the opinions of others. By staying true to their vision and embracing authenticity, they have achieved remarkable success and left an indelible mark on their respective industries and the world at large. Now, let's discuss practical steps to help you stay true to yourself and your path as a leader without being overly concerned about the opinions of others. Take the time to reflect on your core values, beliefs, and aspirations. What drives you? What do you stand for? Clarifying your values and purpose will provide a solid foundation for making decisions aligned with your authentic self. Practice self-reflection and mindfulness to develop a deeper understanding of your thoughts, emotions, and motivations. Recognize how external influences, such as others' opinions, may impact your behavior and decision-making. Establish clear goals and priorities based on your values and vision. Define what success looks like for you and your team and commit to pursuing those goals with integrity and determination. Learn to trust your intuition and inner wisdom. Pay attention to your gut instincts and intuition when making decisions rather than relying solely on external validation or the opinions of others. Embrace vulnerability and authenticity in your leadership style. Be willing to share your true thoughts, feelings, and experiences with others, even if it means being open to criticism or judgment. While feedback can be valuable for growth, be selective about whose opinions you choose to seek. Surround yourself with trusted mentors, advisors, and colleagues who genuinely support and respect you and whose feedback aligns with your values and goals. Practice assertiveness and set healthy boundaries in your interactions with others. Respectfully assert your needs, opinions, and boundaries while also being open to constructive dialogue and collaboration. Shift your focus from seeking approval to making a positive impact and contribution. Prioritize serving the needs of your team, organization, or community, and measure success based on the difference you make rather than external validation. Celebrate and embrace your authenticity as a leader. Recognize that your unique perspective, experiences, and values are valuable assets that contribute to your effectiveness as a leader. Be kind and compassionate towards yourself, especially when facing criticism or setbacks. Cultivate self-compassion by acknowledging your humanity and imperfections and treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer to others. By following these practical steps, you can cultivate a leadership journey that is grounded in authenticity, purpose, and self-confidence, allowing you to stay true to yourself and your path without being overly concerned about the opinions of others. As we conclude this episode of the Fulfilling Leadership Podcast, remember that your journey as a leader is uniquely yours. It's okay to acknowledge the opinions of others, but never let them overshadow your own values, vision, and authenticity. Embrace your true self, trust your intuition, and lead with courage and conviction. Together, let's create a world where leaders are guided by their inner compass and driven by their passion for positive change. Now, it's time to take action. Reflect on the practical steps we've discussed today and identify one small change you can implement in your leadership approach to prioritize your authenticity and path. Whether it's setting clearer boundaries, seeking feedback selectively, or practicing self-compassion, commit to taking that first step towards leading with greater authenticity and purpose. Share your insights and experiences with us using the hashtag FulfillingLeadership. Together, let's inspire a new era of leadership grounded in authenticity, empathy, and impact. Thank you for joining us on this episode of the Fulfilling Leadership Podcast. We hope that our exploration of fulfilling leadership has inspired and empowered you to make a positive impact in your own leadership journey. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to our podcast and join us again for future episodes. Until then, remember to lead with purpose and make a positive impact. Goodbye and take care.